There is a land.
Our land.
A land that is cursed.
A land that is blessed.
Where gods and demons battle.
Where destinies are forged.
Where the simplest act can have devastating effects.
Where loyalty and honor create the world.
The land
of Telluria.
Still aboard, and still in a cage. Water? We're sinking. Damn. Have to get out and above deck. They want vengeance against the crew? Now? What fools! A storm. And a cage above decks. On fire? Waves like walls. No!
Hey, you alive?
Am I alive?
Probably. Get up. Tide's coming in.
Who are you?
Charge. And you're Reverb.
You know me?
You killed two men who thought they could overpower you. Everyone on that ship knew you.
Did anyone else survive?
Two. It looks like there were sharks. When the slaves killed the crew, the blood spilled into the water.
Oh, gods.
I followed you out the back. So did one of the others. A priest.
And the last? Shard, the last?
She washed up, same as you, I guess. We're here.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, hello.
Roberta, Ambrose, Sasha.
Ah, pleasure to make your acquaintance, Roberta. I am Ambrose, a senior clerical priest of the Imperial Cult.
I'm Sasha.
Hello, Sasha. Ambrose. My name is Roberta.
Shard, my dear fellow, did you find nobody else? Surely others must have survived the calamity.
Not in one piece.
Oh. Ew.
We're it for survivors.
We need shelter, and water, and food, and fire. Can anyone hunt?
Alas, my lady, my skills are religious in nature. I could perhaps ask the spirits of this island for guidance.
Very helpful. I can fight, but I hunt bars, not deer.
Sasha?
I can fish. Oh, but there's no nets.
Or boats. But I saw a stream to the east.
I bet you I could get a fish out there. Somehow.
Fresh water. Good. Can you follow it to the source? I'll look for a cave.
I shall stay here and pray to the spirits and await your return.
That's very kind of you, Ambrose. Sasha, collect firewood.
But...
please.
Fine.
That's the way. You can help me contact the spirits.
All right, we'll be back soon.
You sure you don't want the priest to bless them?
Now, Shard.
Now, child, I'm going to start praying. Feel free to observe and learn about the mysteries of...
Yeah, I'm gonna go collect firewood.
Ah. Of course, of course. Go on, then. Now then. Oh, great spirits of this island. And please allow us shelter here. I see.
I'm back! I'm going to clear a spot for the fire. Can you start rubbing the sticks?
Yes. Yes, certainly. What?
I thought priests weren't allowed to, you know.
To light fires?
No, to... Yes, to light fires.
Well, as a matter of fact, we usually leave it to the temple attendants.
Okay, so here. When I say rub sticks, I don't mean to grip it and pull. What I mean is, you take these two sticks and you rub them together. Like this.
Ah, that makes more sense. I worried that my hands would blister before.
There are no caves that I could find.
There are fish in the stream, but they're pretty small.
Sasha, can you make a net?
Not without twine. But the villages upstream sometimes fish in the river with spears. Maybe we could sharpen a stick?
We'll need a sharp rock to duel with.
Good. Shard, you're in charge of sharp things. Rocks, sticks...
And tongue, but not wit.
I don't see you contributing anything, priest.
On the contrary, I've found the shelter.
You're sitting exactly where we left you. How could you find anything?
I told you, I'm a priest of the Imperial Cult. We are trained in contacting and placating spirits, making appropriate sacrifices.
Mostly edible ones, by a strange coincidence.
Ambrose, you say Imperial Cult... What empire?
The Empire, of course. Our lands extend from the trackless desert of the south to the barren wastelands of the north, from the unending world sea of the west to the impenetrable jungles of the east.
Doesn't seem like a very nice empire to live in.
Oh, well, doesn't sound like a very nice empire to live in.
I meant no offense, Ambrose. I simply have never heard of an empire. There's a legend of the kings of the east who could wield magic, but they disappeared generations ago.
Ah, yes, that's us, the root of all civilization. Well, it was. The actual Imperial family died out some time ago, and with their bloodline went the primal magic wielders, and admittedly, the borders of the Empire have shrunk since, and our military exploits are not what they were, and...
More the potted plant of civilization than the root, then?
You mock now, ruffian, but... You'll see the power of Imperial magic soon enough. We compact with the gods themselves. Well? Coming?
No.
Ambrose, you're heading right up the hillside, which is covered with trees. Are you sure you...
Positive. Come along.
This is stupid.
Let's give him a chance, at least. Maybe we'll find some rocks for you to sharpen.
You make everything seem like a holiday, you do. I do not believe this.
It's... a shrine? And set into the hillside, no less. Cut stone, some sort of symbols above the door. Gods, how old is this place? I can barely make out that there's symbols, much less what they are.
100 years of weathering was barely noticeable on the new bridge in Abador.
Look, there's an altar in the back. At least I think it is.
And what used to be a knife right behind it. How promising.
As I said, I found shelter. And what better shelter than an old shrine?
Do you know whose shrine this is? I've heard tales of strange gods that demand sacrifice.
Oh, all gods demand sacrifice. But I know what you mean. People instead of incense? I don't think we've got anything to worry about. That altar is much too small for people to fit on.
Fully grown people, anyway.
Can you be sure, though? I mean, absolutely sure?
I can. If you'll allow me a few moments to prepare. Could you all step back to the tree line? I will contact the shrine gods and ask for their help.
This is also stupid. Any gods that lived here are long since dead or gone.
It might seem stupid, but it's working. Come on.
Oh, mighty gods of this shrine. I beg you to hear my words. I am Ambrose, priest of the Imperial Cult. Our mellifluous greetings to you, O potentates of the spiritual. May our salutations please you, and our prostrations symbolize our humble obedience.
We are the keyholder gods. We see you, Ambrose, and your companions as well.
Magnificent keyholder gods, we thank you for leading us here. We wish to do obeisance to you, and we beg your help. We are recently destitute and in need of shelter.
You are welcome here, Ambrose. If you offer us the ritual sacrifices of the elements, your companions are also welcome, if they restore the shrine.
Mighty keyholder gods, we thank you. I will arrange for the sacrifices, see... air and earth given in fire. My companions will clean and rebuild your shrine. Thank you.
We are pleased with your willingness, and so offer a warning. Ambrose, winter approaches. There is danger here that you do not know, and it grows strong in the cold, the dark, and the still. We will protect you from it, but it has created agents. And our powers wane as its power grows. Be on your guard. Beware the minions of the Bone King.
Well, that went well. I especially like the warning of our impending doom.
Thank you, Ambrose. It's better to have the warning than not.
Yes. You're welcome. I need a fish.
Come again?
A fish. To sacrifice to the gods, the ritual sacrifice of the sea. It's 2 days into the full moon, and the gods must be sacrificed to, otherwise they get testy.
Do they need a slice of lemon, too?
Shard, hush. Ambrose, how do you know? It was pitch black last night when we crashed.
25 years of keeping track of the lunar calendar, and it gets to be a habit, don't you know? Honestly, we need this sacrifice. A testy pantheon running the island could make our lives very unpleasant. No fish, dried up streams, hungry animals.
Priests losing weight? We can't have that.
I can get that fish, but I'll need something to catch it with.
Shard, I think you need to start on the rocks and sticks right away.
Why should I? So the priest can con fried fish out of a 16-year-old girl?
You want to deal with the Bone King himself instead of just his servants? We'll need a lot more than sharpened sticks for that.
Fine, fine. Bitch.
What was that?
Nothing.
Come now, companions. A mere day here and we've secured lodgings from the gods themselves. Surely we should be happy.
Well, I appreciate what you've done for us, Ambrose. Thank you.
My pleasure, my dear.
Well, we've got shelter and water, but that's only the first step. We'll need food and fire. We need weapons in case the local wildlife isn't friendly, and for the Bone King's minions, whoever they are.
I bet we have to sacrifice steak to the gods to keep them at bay.
Enough, Shard! If you've got time to complain, you've got time to chip stones! I saw some river rocks near the head of that stream. It should be east of us. Get moving.
I'll come too. I want to see the fish.
Great. First I'm the armorer, now I'm the babysitter.
Thank you for listening. The Telluria Radio Play is released under the Creative Commons Attribution License. It is free to download, distribute, remix, or use for any purpose, as long as credit is given to Tyler Elkick.
The role of Roberta is played by Morgan Mochan Barnard.
Shard is played by Russell Gold.
Sasha is played by Al Asiochi.
Ambrose is played by Justin Briner.
The Gods are played by Nancy Situ. Telluria is written, directed, and produced by Tyler Elkink. Title and ending theme are by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.
Additional sound effects in this episode were taken from the One Laptop Per Child Sound Effects Library from JL Studios Free Sound Effects Library at jlstudios.ca and from the Freesound Project at freesound.org by Rain Samba for Evening in the Forest and by Malex Media for Malex Media Woodbang Bee.